Welcome to the 27th Anachdu Amcha recording. Listen to this Mardik and Maisa which just took place in Chodesh Tammuz of this past summer. There's a Yid, let's call him by the name of Reb Avram. He arranged for a whole bunch of girl camps in Lakewood to travel one day to Clementine Park and Splash World, which is a water park located in Clementine, New Jersey, which will be rented out that day exclusively for these girl camps. And the day arrived, and Reb Avram, he got there early, just to make sure that everything was going to be in order. And as he was standing outside, a Yiddish girl approached him and asked, am I able to come in? Can I have a wristband? Reb Avram said, I'm so sorry, but you have to be part of one of these girl camps from Lakewood. It's rented out to them today. And with that, this girl responded and said, but I am part of one of the girl camps that are coming today. I'm part of Camp Chavaya, and they're scheduled to come today. And she explained that every day, how she travels all the way from her house in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to Lakewood, which takes over an hour to get there. But today, since the girls' camp, Chavaya, located in Lakewood, would be coming here to Clementine, which is only about 15 minutes from her house, it didn't make sense for her to travel all the way to Lakewood, to travel back all the way towards her house. It would be just a pure waste of time. So therefore, she did not go all the way to Lakewood. Instead, her father just drove her to meet her camp in Clementine, New Jersey, by the water park. However, she arrived there early. The man asked this girl, so tell me, what's your last name? And she said, my last name is Serebrowski. And this man said, yes, I recognize that name. Isn't your father a Rav in Cherry Hill? She said, yes, that's my father. And with that, Reb Avram gave this girl a wristband. And she went back to the car to her father to say goodbye. She put on the wristband and she was able to enter in to the water park. Many hours later, approximately 9 o'clock at night, the park was already closed and buses were beginning to pull out to head back to Lakewood. Camp Chavaya already left, but there was a different camp bus, but for whatever reason, the bus was still in the parking lot. It was not leaving. What happened was that the bus had broke down. The engine was not working. The bus driver tried this and tried that. Nothing was working. They even called a tow truck to come to give it a boost. That did not help. Nothing seemed to be working. It was already 10:30 at night, and it was dark. A lot of the girls were thirsty, were hungry. Some needed the bathrooms, but there was no Eitzah. What are they going to do? What is the Eitzah in such a case? The Reb Avram, he was racking his brain, trying to think, what should I do? 10:30 at night, you're stuck in Clementine, New Jersey. This is a goyish city. Who does he know anywhere nearby? And all of a sudden, he reminded himself, wait a second. Earlier today, about 9 a.m., there was a girl from Camp Chavaya who said her last name was Serebrowski. And her father is a Rav in Cherry Hill. You know what? Let me call Camp Chavaya to get the father's phone number. And with that, he called Camp Chavaya. He got the father's phone number. He called up Rabbi Serebrowski. He spoke to Rabbi Serebrowski on the phone and told him the exact situation. And Rabbi Serebrowski said, I'm here to help. How can I help? What can I do to help you? I can bring over food, I can bring over drinks. And Reb Avram explained how they're trying to get a bus from Lakewood to come in. But however, it's so hard to get through the bus company that late at night. At first they thought they had a bus, then they found that they didn't have a bus. And again, they thought a bus had left for them, but the bus didn't left for them. And in the meantime, the night's getting later and later. In fact, it was already after 11 at night. What's the Eitzah? Talk to Rabbi Serebrowski, I have the perfect Eitzah. Until the rescue bus comes for them. They let them all come to my shul. I have a shul in Cherry Hill. I'll put on the AC in the entire building. They can go downstairs in the dining room. They'll have whatever they need. There'll be food. There'll be drinks. In fact, I'm even going to make them a barbecue. And with that, Rabbi Serebrowski, he put out a group text to his community, to his kahila. It was after 11 at night. And the text said that there's about 50 girls from a camp in Lakewood that are stranded by the water park in Clementine. They need our help. Anybody available to drive out to help pick them up? Approximately 15 cars left from the kahila from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, late at night upon receiving this text to go and rescue all of these Yiddish girls that needed a place to be in the meantime. Some of the people were already in Big Day Shana, already getting ready to go to bed. But when they got this text, they were so excited. As an opportunity of chesed, and with that, they quickly put on their big day yoin, ran to their cars, and drove out. What a moiridika kiddush Hashem! Think about it for a moment. By the goyim, could such a thing take place? A goyish director, a goyish pope, a goyish leader put out a group text to his people and have people come and respond, and even if people would respond, he'd be so nervous to get into their car. Who knows? The sakon is involved. By Klal Yisrael, we are the Heilig Nation, the Am Hashem, Goy Echad Baaretz, Mikavcha Yisrael, after 11 o'clock at night, 15 cars coming out, Yidden, on all different levels of Yiddishkeit, going to Clementon, New Jersey, to rescue this camp from Lakewood. What a moizik kiddush Hashem, Mikavcha Yisrael! Let's keep on the chizik in mind and we steig weiter and weiter. B'cheshek, HaTorah.